Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. On this edition of Local Motion, we'll be discussing the Delta County Master Plan. The county has conducted extensive planning, used up countless hours of manpower, and has held numerous public meetings over the past year and a half in the process of writing its master plan, which was last updated in the late 1990s. The county employed the services of an outside firm to help in the extensive process and paid about $100,000 to implement the revision of the master plan. About half of that was paid for by a grant from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. State law requires that each of Colorado's 64 counties have a master plan. It is a planning document that serves to set a vision and provides a framework for where the county wants to go and what the county wants to be in the future. It covers everything from land use development and regulation to agriculture, infrastructure, energy development, economic development, recreation, and many other issues relating to Delta County's future. The Delta County Master Plan is a long-range plan for land use to guide growth and development of unincorporated Delta County. It is used by citizens, the Planning Commission, the Board of County Commissioners, property owners, business owners, and developers to make decisions about where to locate new development, such as housing and businesses. KVNF News spoke with Delta County community and economic developer Elise Ackerman Castleberry to get background information on the extensive process the county utilized to update its master plan.
So we started last year. Technically, we started in January, but that was a lot of background research, gathering up documents, just, you know, laying the foundation of available information. And we kicked off a public process starting in May last year, and that started with a set of vision workshops that happened across the county. And those vision workshops, we really asked people to talk about what they love about Delta County, what they hope to see happen in Delta County, what their fears are, what their concerns are. Followed that up with a survey to try to drill into some of the ideas a little deeper and understand a little more specifically what people were thinking and where their priorities were. And from those outreach efforts, there were some, you know, other things happening. We had a community forum going on our website, just that gathering of input from folks early on in May and June. A set of vision and goals was drafted and presented to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission at that time decided that they needed to better understand some of the issues in a greater detail. So the Planning Commission spent about 6 to 8 weeks sitting down, having conversations with just about every formal organization around the county and several individuals that have expertise in certain areas like water, and had a community conversation with them around the issues specific to the primary topics of the master plan. And then from that, the Planning Commission revised the vision and goals based on those conversations. And that set of vision and goals was put out for public review and comment in another series of meetings last November, where the community weighed in on whether or not they thought the vision and goals were heading in the right direction, and then gave some input as to some of the strategies that they thought would help implement those vision and goals. The Planning Commission wrapped up the vision and goals in late December, early January, and then moved on to the next phase of the master plan process, which has been developing what's called a future land use plan. And what that is essentially an assessment of kind of existing conditions on the ground. You know, where do we have residential lots? Where do we have agricultural lands? Where's adequate water available? Where are roads adequate for future capacity to take on more development? And they took that physical data, and then the vision and goals, and we put them together to talk about strategies that would be necessary to implement the vision and goals from a land use perspective, because the master plan is ultimately about making decisions about growth and development in the county. And so that future land use plan puts together a series of recommendations of very high level but broad policy statements of some things that the county could start to consider for implementing the vision and goals. So it's called a future land use plan, and it lays out several policies that could ultimately be incorporated into land use regulations to implement them. So it talks about the idea that we need to incentivize agricultural producers to keep their productive ag in agriculture and not hopefully see the loss of agricultural land over time. So we want to incentivize farmers and ranchers to keep their land in active production. And it tells us that's a priority and something we need to look at. We would then go look at all of the tools that are out there to implement that. And there's a variety. We could look at creating cluster development as part of our subdivision codes. We could look at creating some sort of strategy for encouraging conservation easements. I think there's a number of ways to implement that. But what the master plan says is it's something we need to do. It doesn't tell us how to do it. That's the next step, is to go figure out what we need to do to develop the set of tools that will help us implement that strategy.
The primary function of the master plan is to scout a plan for how the county can formulate and implement land use regulations. At the moment, Delta County has no zoning regulations or specific land use laws. If someone wants to build something or use a plot of land for any purpose, the process has always been to go before the Planning Commission and then ultimately the Delta County Board of Commissioners for permission. Under the new revised master plan, it is important to remember that that process will not change. The master plan does not establish zoning regulations or provide laws that can be enforced. It is a policy statement that sets a vision for commissions that will use it as a guide to help establish zoning and land use regulations in the future. The master plan is advisory only. It is not a regulatory document. The master plan is a roadmap that provides a policy foundation that can be used to guide updates to the county's land use regulations, including subdivision, specific development, and oil and gas regulations that already exist or the creation of new regulations. Such regulations are the tools used to implement the master plan.
No, we don't have what would be considered traditional zoning regulations. What we have is the specific development regulation. What that says is that anyone can ask for anything just about anywhere in the county, but they've got to go through an approval process to be able to do that. And so at the end of the day, if somebody gets a specific development approved, they are given the right to implement whatever that land use is that they've asked for. Maybe it's a auto facility or a restaurant or some sort of commercial. It's got to be something that's, you know, larger commercial or business industrial type use to go through that kind of a process. But that's the closest thing we have to zoning, and it's not really zoning in the traditional sense. So today, this master plan doesn't change any of our current regulations, but it does tell us that we need to go update our current regulations. It tells us that the way that our current regulations are working have some weaknesses and in some cases some failures, and that we need to go update those regulations so that we can address the issues that we have heard from across the county that people are concerned about. And that boils down to ensuring that we have regulations that are fair and predictable and consistent. And our regulations today don't provide that kind of an environment where there's fair, predictable, and consistent application to them. So this master plan doesn't change anything, but it does tell us we need to go change them. So to implement the master plan, one of our next steps will be to go look at our regulations and start identifying how we can make them more fair, more predictable, and applied consistently across the county.
That was Delta County Community and Economic Developer Elise Ackerman Castleberry, and you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Eric Gould. This edition of Local Motion is talking about Delta County's new master plan and the process it went through over the past year and a half. Spearheading the county's effort to revise its master plan was the Delta County Planning Commission. This is a body of 9 appointees who represent each of Delta County's 3 districts. KVNF News spoke with Planning Commission Chairman Bob Steckert to help get an idea of the process and amount of work required to revise the Delta County Master Plan, as well as its purpose.
Well, we've been working on it for about a year now. I can't tell you off the top of my head how many meetings we've had, but it's been in excess of 30 to 40. Meetings have lasted upwards of 3 hours. We've talked with community members over time, starting back a year ago, to try and come up with vision and goals for the master plan. We spent time at various events around the county during the summertime, also trying to elicit input from community members. Last fall, we had another set of meetings across the community, and we just finished up here this week with three meetings, one in Hotchkiss, one in Orchard City, and one in Delta last night, to give the community another look at the master plan, and in particular, to have a look at the land use part of the master plan, which we most recently developed. A master plan that we've been working on is a replacement for one that was adopted 20 years ago. State statutes mandate that planning commissions in each county adopt a master plan to provide for guidance, advisory document to be used in doing land use planning for counties, and we believe that 20 years was more than enough time had passed for us to take up a master plan again. In addition to that, we had concerns about current land use planning that's in place in the county in regulations, where we believe that the regulations were not doing a sufficient job, and we wanted to take a look at that, see if we could come up with some guidance for how better that could be done for the future, and I think we've accomplished that. We would like to see regulations put in place that would make land use planning more predictable, more certain, both for existing landowners as well as for people who want to undertake development.
Okay, and talking about this master plan in specific, it doesn't really have anything about zoning, and the process for bringing new buildings and businesses to Delta County will still be the same. Some people have said that the master plan doesn't really change anything. Was it worth it to spend, about $100,000 to update it?
Well, the master plan doesn't have zoning or a change in the way that developments occur, but it does recommend that there be changes going forward. So the next step here is to put in place a set of regulations that provide for more certain outcomes with respect to changes in land use, and that very well could be zoning. So, yes, I think it was worth the time and effort. We have developed a whole series of guidelines for about how we want those regulations to be updated. We've looked at areas that have been controversial in the past, like confined animal feeding operations. We have a working group that's beginning to look at that issue and how best to address it and to deal with the conflicts that arise or that can arise from those kinds of operations. Similarly, there's a working group getting underway to look at updating the oil and gas regulations that the county currently has in place so that we can best decide how those kinds of operations might be put in place in the county, while at the same time protecting the welfare and safety of our residents. So we've looked at a broad range of issues, and we have a broad range of recommendations for the county to use in developing future regulations with respect to land use. So, yes, we spent some money developing this master plan, but it was something that was overdue and more than needed.
That was Delta County Planning Commission Chairman Bob Steckert. Members of the Planning Commission were well aware of the hurdles Delta County faces. Depending on the statistical category, Delta ranks among the lowest of all the counties in the state. In a recent report by the Economic Innovation Group, which surveyed each of the 50 states and the District of Columbia using U.S. Census data, Delta was ranked as the most distressed county in western Colorado. The report used the following factors to determine the high distress rate in Delta County: percentage of people with no high school diploma, housing vacancy rate, percent of adults not working, poverty rate, median income, change in employment, and change in business. At the Planning Commission meeting on March 7th, Commission member Steve Schrock moved to have a link to a Denver Post story about the report included in the introduction to the master plan. KVNF News spoke with Schrock and asked him why he wanted the link included.
Because it's important. I mean, the notion that Delta County is the most economically distressed county in western Colorado and one of the highest economically distressed counties in the state is important information, and people should know that. We had some of the Planning Commission felt that it was too negative, and I thought that that was not the case, that we had to be realistic. Our job is not the Delta County Chamber of Commerce. It's the Delta County Planning Commission, and we need, in my view, to acknowledge reality for Delta County, the challenges, the good, the bad, and that data is not very good. And in the planning, in the comprehensive plan, we did address economics, economic development. We stressed the tax base problem. At places we talked about jobs and things like that, and all of that is critical. And that data backs it up strongly. So the plan itself is in part based on that data, but the data doesn't stick out very well in the demographic section of the plan. There are things on poverty levels. We're one of the highest, we have one of the highest poverty levels of a county in Colorado, 20-some percent. We have children or students receiving free meals, qualifying for free meals in the schools at 46%, and if you add reduced price meals, over 50%, 20%, one in five of our families with children are below the poverty level. I mean, that's current data, and that's significant. That is really important data.
Do you believe that the master plan is addressing those issues adequately?
Well, they address the issues in sort of comments about certain aspects of our economy and what we need to do. There's not a specific addressing of what specific policies ought to occur, in part because we have different institutions within the county who are supposedly working on some of those things, like Delta County Economic Development, in creating new jobs, new job opportunities. The county itself, at least Castleberry, part of her title is Economic Development. So we have those things going on. I just believe that the issue is important because as we talk about health, safety, and welfare in Delta County, and I think you know that that is a phrase used by a whole lot of people kind of espousing their position on various issues. I think that's very true. Health, safety, and welfare are what we're about and what that plan is about. But the welfare side of that sometimes gets lost. And in my mind, that's job security for unemployed or underemployed people, be they minors, people coming to this county or people that have been here, and they don't have any real champions. We don't have any organized groups out there representing the interests of under or unemployed people. And I think it's important for us to recognize within the process of the plan, of the master plan, that those people are there, that issue exists. And we need to have concentration on job creation, job development, business expansion, and try to do what we can to create the possibilities of a better economy and a better tax base in our county.
That was Delta County Planning Commission member Steve Schrock. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF. We've been talking about the Delta County Master Plan, both its process and its purpose. The process of writing the master plan was not without controversy. At the end of February, due to decisions that were made by the Delta County Commissioners back in 2017, Planning Commission member Jen Sanborn was not reappointed after her term expired. Sanborn represented Paonia and the North Fork Valley, and was at the time the only representative from that area on the commission. Many citizens felt that Paonia and the North Fork Valley were not adequately represented by the commission and feared that their interests were not being protected in the new master plan. Planning Commission member Tony Prendergast, who represents Crawford, spoke to KVNF News and addressed the issue.
I think that the Jen Sanborn thing was unfortunate. I think that different choices could have been made by the county commissioners that wouldn't have created that controversy. So I'm disappointed in what happened, but I also feel like Jen was very much there right up through near the end of the process and, you know, had a lot of good input, and nothing changed since she left. So her input is very much in the plan. And then also I believe that the Planning Commission has had a good balanced group that is representing the interests of the entire county. So I don't feel like the North Fork, suffered virtually at all for lack of representation.
Planning Commission Chairman Steckert agreed that the North Fork received its fair share of representation in the master plan process.
Well, yes, I think the North Fork area was more than adequately represented. Jen Sanborn's decision had nothing to do with what we were doing with respect to the master plan. That was a decision by the county commissioners with respect to representation on the planning commission. It was consistent with the rules for updating membership on the planning commission that had been in place. Jen was a very large participant in the process of adopting this master plan. She participated in more than 95% of our meetings over time. She made great contributions, and we're very thankful for her participation.
Planning Commission member Schrock indicated that there were other representatives for the North Fork area during the master plan process.
Absolutely, without question. I mean, we had meetings where we had many, many people coming to those meetings from the North Fork. Frankly, the meetings in the North Fork had the biggest reputation and the biggest input. The surveys had the most responses from the North Fork. We have North Fork representatives still on the Planning Commission, maybe not directly from Paonia, but even as the Area Planning Commission representative, Steve Wolcott is still there and at every meeting. To suggest that somehow the North Fork is not represented in this is disingenuous, and it's simply not true.
Other controversies about the master plan were about the oil and gas, or energy section, and the recreation section of the plan. About 2 pages of the 100-plus page document are devoted to energy, with a little less devoted to recreation. Many citizens gave feedback and indicated that both of those areas needed further development in the final draft of the master plan. Ackerman Castleberry spoke about that.
Land use, which I will argue is the single most important reason for having this plan. It guides our regulations, our land use regulations, like subdivision and specific development. That's what we are statutorily obligated to address in a master plan. It gets 3 pages of attention. It gets more than that, but in terms of the policy section, it's got 3 pages of policy discussion. Agriculture, which we say is one of our most important values in this county. It's important economically, but it's also important just from a quality of life and a personal value standpoint, gets 3 pages. Economic development gets quite a bit, actually, 49. It actually gets 3 pages as well. So public infrastructure services and assets is the section that gets the most pages total in the document, but it's also a topic that covers a lot of ground. It covers everything from roads, to recreation, to tax base. So there's a lot going on in that section. So having 2 pages dedicated to energy in here is in par with how much we've focused on all of the topics. And I think it goes to show that this is one of many topics, and it's just as important as other topics in terms of sorting out what our community feels the future of this county needs to be and what our priorities, how we need to balance our priorities out.
Here on Local Motion, we've been talking about the Delta County Master Plan, which has been revised and rewritten over the past year and a half. The final version of the document is nearly complete. The so-called red line version, with the final text corrections made in red, is available at deltacountyplan.com. The Planning Commission is holding its final public hearing on the red line draft master plan on Wednesday, May 9th, at Delta High School. The meeting is at 6 p.m. and represents the final chance for public comments to be made on the draft master plan. Once the red line corrections are made and the Planning Commission votes to approve it at its meeting on May 16th, the Delta County Master Plan will be submitted to the Board of County Commissioners for final approval at the end of May or beginning of June. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and thanks for joining us here on Local Motion, our local affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.
Shaking in your mountain town.